The sensors are called accelerometers. Wisconsin Transportation Department Chief Bridge Engineer Finn Hubbard says the state will be looking for motion up and down and horizontally.
And we'll run some loads over the bridge to get a history of what the bridge normally will do. All bridges move a little bit. The trick is it moving more one day? Is it moving more, a little more the next day? So we're going to look at trends. The real trick about having accelerometers out there is that it's like having an inspector on the bridge 24/7.
Hubbard says the information detected by the sensors will be fed wirelessly to DOT headquarters in Madison. He says the state would act quickly on any change.
Suddenly these little half-inch movements become a three-quarter-inch movement. Still not a big deal, but of interest. And then the next day it's a one-inch movement. We'd be out there instantly looking the bridge over and potentially closing it if there was an issue. We don't expect to find that, but it's an added form of security and a little bit more insurance.
The sensors will go on Wisconsin's 15 so-called deck truss bridges that are similar in design to the I-35W bridge that collapsed last week in Minnesota. The bridges are primarily in the western part of the state. The DOT says the installation and monitoring will cost about $200,000. Wisconsin no longer builds deck truss bridges on the state highway system. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.